Got a case of insomnia? Nah, it's just Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Astral Media Radio, CJAD 800 in Montreal, and CFRB 1010 in Toronto.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on CJAD and CFRB. And joining us on the program right now is Leslie Ann Coles, who is the director of the 7th Annual Female Eye Film Festival, which is taking place, kicking off on the 25th of the month in Toronto. And she's on the line with us right now. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Just tickety-boo.
Good.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
Well, thank you for your interest in Female Eye.
This is, as I mentioned, the 7th annual. So tell us about the festival and where it's taking place, first of all.
All right. Well, the festival's taking place Wednesday, March the 25th until Sunday, March the 29th. That's when we close. And it's taking place in Toronto and a few venues. So we have multiple venues this year.
Okay. And how many films will be screened?
Oh, my. It's an ambitious program. I think we have 67 films.
Wow. Is this getting bigger each and every year?
It is. It's grown exponentially in terms of the films that we get submitted to the film festival by international women directors, but also in programming. We've expanded the festival by a day this year, which was ambitious in that we're also programming films throughout the day. And we haven't done that before. We've usually opened on a Thursday, ran films Thursday, Friday evening, and then programmed Saturday and Sunday.
How has it been received the previous 6 years?
Well, you know, it's been great. I mean, we're underfunded, I have to say. So we can always use more dollars for the shows that we produce. But we do a lot of outreach. We do the December 6th program and have for the last 4 years. That program falls outside of the annual festival, and we show films that pertain to issues of violence. And that is in memoriam of the Montreal Massacre, and we get great documentaries, you know, some shorts, but it's predominantly a documentary program that we present every year and have for the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years. And then we do a mentorship program for young kids. We've worked with kids at risk. We've worked with kids through various high school programs on the production of their first Super 8 short films. And we present those at the festival. So we're ambitious in terms of our community outreach, but the festival's been really well received. I mean, I'm proud to say we have a strong male following. And that's taken a few years, you know, but we have a good strong audience.
Well, I introduced you as the director, but you're also the founder of this event.
I am.
So let's go back to, I guess, maybe 8 years as to what led up to starting this festival in the first place.
Well, I'm also a filmmaker, and I was tripping around with my film to various American film festivals, predominantly independent, international, U.S.-based film festivals, although the film screened all over the world. And I was meeting some really great directors, seeing some super films, and noted that women tended to be a minority at a lot of these events as directors. So there would be, you know, 30 guys, and there might be 10 women. And I was curious about that. I mean, I was wondering if that was because women weren't making films as directors or that their films weren't getting programmed. So we launched the festival, I guess, in August, or the call for films, and we received so many films from the from the Canadian filmmaking community that we started the Toronto Filmmaker Series and the Canadian Filmmaker Series, and that's been a staple of our festival for years. And it's just grown. I mean, if someone had asked me back then if I would be a festival director, I would have laughed and said, "You got to be kidding." So that was the genesis. It was really supposed to be a 2-day event in Toronto showing films directed by women, and I started with a lot of the directors that I had met on the road, attending festivals myself. So,
well, let's go back to the question you were asking before, and that is, was it because there weren't that many women directors, or was it because for some reason they weren't getting into festivals? Did you ever find an answer to that question?
Well, we're still kind of looking at that, but I really think that, I think there are a lot of women directors, independent filmmakers, and I don't think their films are getting programmed as ambitiously or as frequently as their male counterparts. And why that is, I'm not really sure. I mean, we've given, you know, some films, their first go at the Female Eye. Some have gone on to other festivals. They've won awards. Virgin is one such film, and Deborah Kempmeyer is coming back this year with Hound Dog, starring Dakota Fanning and Robin Wright Penn. Robin Wright Penn executive produced this film, Hound Dog, a quite controversial film in the U.S., and Virgin starred Elizabeth Moss, the star of one of the actors in Mad Men, that new series.
Mm-hmm.
And so that film, she had a really hard time getting that film presented anywhere. And it was a long film. It was just a little under 2 hours. But it had some scenes in it, you know, that were maybe deemed too violent, or I'm not really sure what the situation was. But it went on to win the Best Feature at our festival. And then it went to L.A. and won the Spirit Award, the John Malkovich Award for Best Feature Film Made Under $50,000. So there are a lot of films like that that tend to kind of get their kick start at the Female Eye.
Well, I was about to say, do you feel that you're opening some doors for some women who might not have had the push they've needed to either get, I don't know, either distribution or other festivals or a larger audience?
I hope so. I mean, I think by providing an exclusive showcase for women directors, I think it's a great thing, given all of what we just discussed. And also, you know, I've noted that over 90% of the women who submit films to the festival, or the majority of women directors, tend to write the films they direct, which is interesting. And also, we get so many shorts. I mean, 67 films sounds like a lot, but, you know, it's hard to find feature films directed by women in the North American market. A lot of our features come from the European market. You know, they come from Australia. Germany tends to turn out a lot of really great feature films, you know, with high production value, great story, directed by women. So I don't know. We're going to be talking about that, actually, at the festival this year.
Speaking of talking, mm-hmm. do you have forums and symposiums and the like during the course of the festival?
We do. We have the annual Female Eye, Women in Film, Women in Story, the Directors Panel. This year it's being moderated by Women in Film and Television Executive Director Sadia Zaman. We have Women in the Director's Chair coming out to join the festival from BC. Carol Whiteman is moderating The Weight of Women, Realities and Perceptions of Women in Film, and that panel will have some industry delegates, but it's also going to then go into a mentorship-type situation in the afternoon with some of these delegates. And we have, you know, PCI Sony doing a workshop demonstration on cameras. We have the industry panel. We have quite a few. We have three panels, main panels, and then we have workshops. We have script readings. They're open to male writers, our script development program, so 2 days' worth of script reading, and the Good to Go, which is for writers who have, you know, scripts that are in an advanced stage of development, and they're good to go into production.
Where do you think the female directors, movie makers are coming from? Are they coming from the film schools? Are they actresses moving behind the camera? Are they screenwriters who want to direct?
That's a great question. You know, it's interesting. A lot of women who become directors tend to transition into directing from other areas of the industry. I came from a performing background. Some women come from an editing background. Allison Reed, who's actually a feature, we're not presenting actually, but she just finished her first feature, and she's a stunt woman, like very well known in Canada. And she, you know, wrote this short. She did the short. It happened to get her funding to do a bigger project, which is her feature, Baby Formula, which is screened in Berlin. So it's interesting. Yeah, I think some of us, or a large majority of us, tend to transition and sort of amalgamate our skills from various areas of our work, whether it's photography or editing or working sort of behind the scenes in the film and television industry. So there is some of that going on for sure.
And in the 7 years now that you've been having this festival, have you seen an increase or a change in the numbers of the amount of women in making films?
You know, it seems pretty steady. I think that with the advent of digital, I think there's a lot more people in general making films. I would say it would appear that things have grown, certainly from the Female Eye perspective, in terms of submissions that we receive annually, and also the number of films we're seeing, you know, out there. But I don't know if that's just different, and if that's grown or if it's more a case of our just, you know, us having a sort of stronger presence, you know, around the globe, and that's why we're getting these films submitted to the festival.
We are talking with Leslie Ann Coles, who is the director of director and founder of the annual Female Eye Film Festival. The seventh annual is taking place. We'll start next Wednesday in Toronto. By the way, you can check out the website, which is www.femaleeyefilmfestival.com. That's www.femaleeyefilmfestival.com. Generally speaking, for those who have never partaken in this festival, and with the genre in general, is it a blanket statement to say that women make films differently than men, or that's a misnomer?
Well, I think there is a difference. I mean, one thing I've noted is that most often there's a female protagonist, not sort of a woman in a more sort of gratuitous role, or, you know, they tend to break a lot of stereotypes. They certainly are not chick flicks. And for the first few years, our motto, sort of tagline, was FEF flicks are not just for chicks, or female eye flicks are not just for chicks. And this year is a testament to that. I mean, we have actually a Do My Love, which is an incredibly avant-garde first feature. It has an experimental edge. It's got crazy insane. It's quite violent, actually. Selah came from Germany. That's quite a gritty, edgy film. CW, I mean, that's a first feature out of the UK. And, I mean, it's a Welsh film, and it's stunning. I mean, it's multiple storylines. It's high concept. It's really great. I think women deal with sexuality a little differently than men, and I think they deal with violence differently. And nothing is gratuitous. It's often what you don't see, which is probably the most disturbing aspect of that. Especially when it comes to the violence.
We are talking with Leslie Ann Coles, who's the director of the 7th Annual Female Eye Film Festival taking place in Toronto, coming up starting next Wednesday. I want to talk about what people will have a chance to see, some of the films, and I also understand there's the Female Eye Maverick Award, which I want to discuss a little bit, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll continue talking with Leslie. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800, and News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto.
Instead of counting sheep, you're learning something. Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Astro Media Radio, CJAD 800 in Montreal, and CFRB 1010 in Toronto.
And we are talking with Leslie Ann Coles, who's the director of the annual Female Eye Film Festival, taking place in Toronto starting the 25th of this month, which is next Wednesday. So a couple of things, starting off with the Female Eye Maverick Award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, actually, this was the genius of our publicist, Michelle Dady. She suggested that we present a new award. So this is sort of like the inaugural Maverick Award, and we're presenting that to industry veteran Linda Schuyler, the creator of Degrassi, and we're excited about that, actually. And we're also going to be presenting, in conjunction with that, Degrassi in Kenya, which is co-directed by Laura Lavoie. It's a 30-minute documentary, and it's with some of the stars or the actors from the next generation, you know, and they've been tripping around doing some really great work in third world countries and for an organization called Free the Children. And they've been, so we're going to be presenting that, and that's kind of unique to the festival because we are a film festival. So, but we do recognize that a lot of the directors that we've certainly presented, like Kari Skoglund, Gail Harvey, you know, some of the local directors, you know, Anne-Marie Fleming, who I believe lives in Montreal, they do work in television as well. So a lot of the women work in television. They also work in film. So we thought we would open it up to that aspect of the industry.
Excellent. Now, tell us about some of the films, some of the highlights that people can gather, take in between the 25th and the 29th.
Well, we're opening with Hound Dog, directed by Deborah Kempmeyer. As I mentioned, she won Best Featured Art Film Festival in 2003. That's executive produced by Robin Wright Penn, also starring Robin Wright Penn and Dakota Fanning. It's a stunning film. We have a terrific, very sexy documentary called Paper Dolls, Australian Pinups of World War II by a UK director, Angela Buckingham, and it's gorgeous. I mean, archival photographs of these stunning women sort of, you know, portrayed working during the, they were sort of their effort, their war effort, and it's just gorgeous, fun, you know, raucous stuff, going back to these classic pinups, Dirt from Magna Haldar, and that's really sort of the aftermath of how she was affected personally by the Iraq War, and she that was actually a National Film Board of Canada title. Sally, I think I mentioned it. It's from Germany. It's a stunning kind of experimental, really edgy, anarchistic film filled with, you know, obsession, violence, and, well, generally anarchy. And then we have, you know, some other, we have a lot of documentaries, some terrific shorts. We've got actually two from Montreal filmmakers, and they're both up for Best Short Film Awards. And I'm trying to remember the title of them right now. I'm really sorry. It's just kind of gone out of my mind. I can't remember the title. Réveillon, my French is going to be very bad, but Will You Be Home Tonight by Genevieve Albert. What's the other one? Bon Voyant, Camille, is that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, I don't know, some really great docs, great shorts. For closing with a terrific film, the Burlesque Fairy Tales on Sunday night at 5 o'clock. And we have some really terrific shorts from the Canadian, from our national directors, and also from Americans.
Now, as we mentioned, you are the director and the founder of this festival, and so you have a certain amount of pride in putting this on each year. But beyond that, mm-hmm. you're also a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing this every year and seeing the gathering of those who are involved in making films, is it inspiring for you? Does it do you ladies inspire each other to go and make more films?
I hope so. I think there's some of that. I mean, I certainly have put a couple of my projects, and one in particular documentary I'm working on right now, on the back burner the last several months, and I'm anxious to get back to it. But yeah, it's a huge inspiration. It's just really great, great films, great story, you know, wonderful, you know, good production value. So I hope it's inspiring. It certainly inspires me.
As a filmmaker, what do you look for in making a movie?
In making a movie?
Yeah.
Good subject matter, something that has, first of all, personal appeal, but something that would, you know, hopefully have a universal appeal. But good story, good writing. I think everything starts with a good script. If it's a fiction, if it's a doc, it's got to start with a good story.
Mm.
And production value is really important. Performance, you know, how the actors interpret the work. All of those things that go into making a really great film.
Now, you mentioned that your tagline earlier was that it's not just chick flicks, per se.
Yeah.
So do you get a broad spectrum of men coming to watch the films?
Yeah, we do. And I think the fact that we launched the script development program in 2003 and we opened that up to men, you know, male writers, I think has really, you know, also helped the film festival. You know, unlike some other women's film festivals, and they're great film festivals, they tend to have a really strong feminist mandate, and we don't. I mean, we did a retrospective on Doris Wishman, who was a B-sexploitation filmmaker back in the 60s and 70s, and probably one of the most prolific women directors in history, out of the U.S., and she was making, I think she made over 400 films, starring, you know, Blaze Starr, Chesty Morgan. I mean, she did these campy, cheesy, B-genre sexploitation films, and they were brilliant in their own right and very funny and entertaining. And so we kind of break the stereotype. I think automatically when people think women directors and anything that's femme-centric in terms of being a cultural or an art event, they think feminist and they think, you know, we're all lesbians. And I mean, there's just some very, you know, stereotypical kinds of associations with women's things, you know?
Mm. We are talking with Leslie Ann Coles, the director of the 7th Annual Female Eye Film Festival, which is taking place in Toronto starting on the 25th of this month, next Wednesday. From the first year till now, the 7th year, is it getting a little easier to attract filmmakers from outside of Toronto, outside of Canada? They're now aware of who you are and what you're doing?
Absolutely. I mean, that's been probably the most exciting thing, has been that we've done a lot of outreach, and we certainly attract international directors now, which is fantastic. But we also do outreach. We just did a program on for International Women's Day in San Francisco. I curated a program for them for International Women's Day, and we hope to tour the award-winning films. It'd be great to come to Montreal and present, you know, one day of the award-winning, you know, the best of the female eye, which would be animation, experimental, documentary, feature, best avant-garde, best debut director, and best of show. I think it'd be a really great thing to do, and we'd really like to get those films, you know, these films out there.
And from your experience, per capita, how are the ladies of Canada doing? Are there a good number of female filmmakers in this country as compared to other countries in the world?
Well, sadly, you know, according to the statistics, there are a lot of them, but they're not getting the funding to make the feature film. So they're making a lot of short films, with the exception of documentary features. It seems that women in general in Canada are still struggling for the support, and I'm talking financial support to make their films, their bigger films. I mean, the features.
Do you commiserate with other women from other countries, talking about what's going on in their country as far as making movies is concerned?
Yeah, we do, and that's a hot topic at the Female Eye. I mean, as I said, I was just talking with someone who said they were in Australia, and there was a great, over 50% of the films at this film festival were directed by women, but they were coming from the European market. They weren't really coming from North America.
Really?
Yeah. So that's interesting.
We are talking with Leslie Ann Coles, the director of the 7th Annual Female Eye Film Festival, which is taking place in Toronto. Let's mention the locations. I believe there's the Rainbow Cinemas in Market Square. Blur Cinema.
The Blur Cinema. We're opening at the Blur, and we're running the script readings, and we're also running a documentary film program out of the NFB, the Media Tech.
There's the Media Tech, as mentioned, the NFB. So those are all the locations?
Well, we have panels at the Hotel Novotel.
Right.
And we have the HD PCI camera workshop or demonstration at the hotel as well. What else do we have there? We have the CAM, the Creative Women in the Director's Chair Career Advancement module taking place there as well. So we have four locations. Yeek!
And the first year, how many did you have?
The first year, we had one location, and we presented 42 films.
Okay. And this year, the number is, you said?
I think it's 67 films. I have to do the final count, but I'm pretty sure we have 67 over the course of 5 days.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and good luck with the festival, which again opens on the 25th, and it runs till the 29th. So that's next Wednesday to Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And you've already mentioned the locations. People can check out the website, which is femaleyefilmfestival.com. People can also go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com, click on the What's On page for tonight's date. You'll find links that will take you to the festival's website. What are the ticket prices to get in?
The ticket price is really reasonable. I believe it's $10 at the door, $8 in advance, $5 for students and seniors. The panels are either free or, you know, $5 or pay what you can.
And I'm sure you get a lot of budding potential filmmakers as well.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we've really kind of been trying to do the reach to the students who are studying film at the college and university level. So some of them are volunteers. And, yeah, we try to attract the students for sure and get them out.
Excellent. Well, again, the website, femaleyefilmfestival.com, where people can find all kinds of information about the festival taking place from the 25th to the 29th. That's next Wednesday to Sunday at various locations in Toronto. I thank you very, very much, Leslie, for taking the time to be on the program with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
Take care.
Leslie Ann Coles, the director of the 7th Annual Female Eye Film Festival, which is starting next Wednesday in Toronto. And again, the website, femaleyefilmfestival.com. We'll take a break for the news. This is Montreal's News Talk leader CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.